And she said, out of that range. And she saw that, oh, my Mekhla is not here. In the haste, she has left it in that kund, the last kund. And this Mekhla was so much dear to Krishna. He always wants to play with this Mekhla, tightened in the kamar, west of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika said, if all Sakhival knew that he has forgotten his Mekhla there, then they will cut yoke to me. So, silently, by eyes, she called Tulsi Manjari. That is Rati Manjari. And told that no any other will hear that I have forgotten my that Mekhala, Pranayi Mekhala, there. So silently, so that anyone cannot know, go and take it here. Rup Manjari always watches every moment of Srimati Radhika. She told nothing to anyone but knew the fact. And she was silent. So Sri Manjari told other Manjari, I'm going to bring some flowers and coming very soon. And telling, she took a basket and went there very skillfully. All were dancing and doing. So she went there and brought that Mekhala. And very skillfully she sat near Srimati Radhika so that anyone cannot. And met there, just in the Radhika. She was very much praised Srimati Radhika for that that even Krishna and even Lalita Visakha has not seen this fact. If they have seen this fact, they certainly cut jokes, so many jokes, and will have to ascend. So they have done very good for me. And then Srimati Radhika at once went and began to dance and when this Leela was over, when Rati Manjari, that is Tulsi Manjari, met with Rup Manjari, Rup Manjari is telling this stroke. And Raghunath Das Goswami has quoted this as a Ashirvad, blessing of Rup Goswami, that is his Sikshagu. Sikshagu means Sakhi Guru. As it is, not changing a single word or single letter, like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has done. So, as we do prayer to Krishna, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandho Jagat, Gopesh Gopika Kanta, Aradha Kanta Namaste. This is Lok. Or not ours, or achar, any achar. But you is that we are telling this, or any spouse to be. So, as a blessing upon him, he is keeping one flower, that is third flower, in his garland to be for the Radhika. His gurus, guru means his sakhi, whose blessing is upon the Rathi Manjari and very near and dear. So as it is, he keeps his wordings here. So Rathi Manjari has come in this, because Rathi Manjari cannot write her name in this way. So why this Rupa, Rathi Manjari has come in the prayer of Rathi Manjari, a song. So both meanings are clear. Now, fourth thing. Prabhu Rathi Yadunandano Jai Esa Priya Yadunandana Unnata Prabhavaha Swayam Atula Kritam Mritabhise Sekam Mama Kritavan Tamaham Gurum Prapatte. I have told you that after three strokes where from Siddha Sarup. Now he has come in Gyan. In sense. But we should know that Rupa Goswami are Raghunath Das Goswami. Two bodies are of not like us. In one he is Parishad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in other he is Parishad of Srimati Radhika and Krishna, jugal, conjugal. The two aves are there. Aves?
Dress.
Abhiman. That is, I am Arup Manjari. What is this?
Identity. Ego.
And in Raghunath Das Goswami, he is servant of Chaitanya. Both are good things. In our, if we have Siddha there, it is good, that always. But now I am Narayan Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Swami, or others. These Abhiman are not correct. But for Raghunath Das Goswami, both are correct. To extreme. Raghunath Das Goswami has directly received so much love from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it is not less that in Sarupa she is Rathi Manjari. Both these abhimans means thinking,
conception
are too good. That in Koti Janma and birth, we will have her not. So now he, at that time he was in Krishna Lila Parikar. Now he is thinking Mahaprabhu Lila. And how he got the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The persons who are giving him help are of so importance. And he is very debted of life to persons who have helped them to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. The first person was Jadunandan Acharya, by whom help he has went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he received the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. So, he is in outer sense, yet he is telling it. So, it is not less important. For us, it may be of less importance. But for him, for us also, this thing is very great importance. How we should have behavior and service to our Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru who are helping us also for Vaidhi Bhakti. Because without Vaidhi Bhakti, we cannot have Raganuga Bhakti. Because we are not so of past sanskar. So we will have to pass through Vaidhi Bhakti. We will have to go Guru and we have to hear all these things. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is Krishna? Who is Radhika? Who is Sadhagar Pandit? What is Navadvip Dham? What is Vrindavan Dham? We can have hear only from our Gurudev. If your Gurudev has no mercy upon you, perhaps you were in Khadi war. Anyhow, understanding? Khadi, you know, understand? Where war is going on? Perhaps, let hear him and have taste for all these things.
We would be swimming in a different ocean.
So, Prabhurapi, we should know first wording. Prabhurapi, Jadunandano, Jaesa Priya Jadunandana Unnata Prabhava. Jadunandanaha, that is Nandanandanaha. Jadu means Jadunandan.
Yanukotra, the son of the Yadu dynasty. Name of Krishna.
How? Jadunandan has two meanings. Nanda Baba Yasu Jadu Yadu. And Krishna father, that is. Sursen has two sons. Susanna. Deva means one king of Jadu dynasty. Srinavaj Aja means Deva means Deva means. He has two sons, Parjanna and Susan. Parjanna was son of his Gopi wife. That is Gopi. And other was Chatrani, by that Sursen has birth. From Sursen came Vasudeva. And from Parjanna came Nanda Baba. So all are Jadu. Jadu Nandano means he are not Vasudeva. Because our Aradha Devi is a Nandananda. So here Jadu Mane Nanda Baba. In Bhagavad Tika, our Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, especially Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, has cleared all these things. where there is Devaki Putra, they have cleared that Yashoda has one of her name, Devaki. Devaki's son means Yashodana. So here Jadunandana, Prabhu Rafi, he is Prabhu. There are two kinds of Prabhu, Ashraya Prabhu and Vishaya Prabhu. Krishna is Vishaya Prabhu and Gurudev is Vishaya Ashraya Prabhu. Understanding? Gurudev is Ashraya Prabhu. So, api, Prabhu api, Prabhu rapi. Api means there are two Prabhus. Jadunandano, mane Nandanandan Krishna is also Prabhu. And one Prabhu is Krishna Priya. Priya means dear. Krishna dear is also Jadunandan. Dear to Krishna. So much dear to Krishna. His all activities are to please Krishna and to serve Krishna. So he is very much dear to that Jadunandan, this Jadunandan. That Jadunandan is Vishaya. And this is Ashraya. Unnata Prabhavaha. His activities are so high that general person cannot catch internally or outwardly his all activities. It is very high. It has written in also Chaitanya Charitamrita. Devera Sakati Nahi, Vaishno Chinite Nahi Devera Sakti. Gods cannot catch who are Vaishno. What are the activities of Vaishno? Sometimes it seems they are not Vaishno. Krishna is not God. When he is telling lies, when he is taking mitti and other things. So Vaishnava activities sometimes become very, very hard to understand. So God cannot understand the activities of. So Jadunandan activities like a grihastha, that is grihastha, householder. He is not Krishna Bhakta. But he has only come to Prakash Raghunath Das Goswami. Prakash means to manifest Raghunath Das Goswami has come. Right? So he all activities from childhood, he loved so much Raghunath Das Goswami that being a guru who takes in his lap Raghunath Das Goswami and tell Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, always, and tells him so many Siddhant facts, Vaishnava Siddhant, in playing and in loving Raghunath Das Krishna, is giving all siksha. Siksha means teaching. Like, as if he is in play and gives him every kind of Siddhanta. So he is Unnat Prabhava. He has a friend like Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur visited that place, he surely went to Jadunandan Acharya. And when there was a quarrel in Raghunath's father, Gosabha, Gopal Chakravarti. He took in favor of Haridas Thakur. Right. And he told Raghunath's father and father's brother that there will be so much misery on your part that you are doing nothing. Then he told that Chakravarti, go out of my and don't never come to this here. At last, he has his last nose and everything, and he suffered so much. So Jadunandan Unnata Prabhava, he was trying. Here it is given something that a person having no guru serving, and respect for their guru, they cannot enter in bhakti raj. The backbone of bhakti is guru seva, and that guru seva, Visrambha guru seva. Visrambha like son, or more than a son, like a friend, bosom friend, is Sati Suddhi. He has told that Sri Guru Charane Rati, Sei Se Uttama Gati, Je Prasade Pure Sarva Asa. Has that Kirtan by Narottam Thakur. So, Narottam Thakur is telling that a Rati for Krishna and Radhika cannot come if we have not sat our Gurudev. So, one thing he is also telling in Bhakti Sandarbha. As seen in Bhakti, Antehavinatha, that Guru Seva is not a very easy thing. One has to give up his own every kind of freedom for the service of Gurudev. We have another mode, and Guru has ordered any other thing. We'll have to change our mood, and it is sometimes become so hard to change our mood. If one can change, he is surely a Guru. He has also told that we have so much anartha, and anartha gives badha, obstruction in our prelit Krishna serving or Mahaprabhu serving. Like the devotees of Dandakaranya or the Rajkumari, princess of Janakpuri, their will to serve Ram and Gopal, Krishna. And my hard practices in several thousand years, at least by Yog Maya mercy, they have birth in womb of Gopi. They lived so many years at the age of 12, 13, 14 in Vrindavan. They were also married. Some of them had sons also. Some were Kumari. Kumari means unmarried. But when Krishna played on flute on Purnima, the father and mother of Kumari, unmarried lady, and brother took in hand danda and told that you cannot go. If you go, you'll pity. Give a lesson to me. And they put them in the room and locked. And the ladies who have Purbara, you know, or Gurudev, maybe Sambhav. And here he has quoted, told, Sambhakti Sandarbha. Chaturvidhasi Bhagavat Prasad. He should offer Gurudev only Chaturvidhasi Bhagavat Prasad, not on offered. We should not give Tulsi in his feet, but we can give Tulsi on his head or in his hand, so that he may give this Tulsi to the Krishna feet and to the hands of Srimati Radhika to worship Krishna. We should not give Tulsi in the feet of Gurudev, but in the other hand, that offering prasadam should be at first given to Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Tulasi, and with Tulasi we should give it to Gurudev. This is Siddhanta. Someone tell that we should give unoffered Mahaprasadam to Gurudev. He will offer. But it is by this, not Radha. So we should offer it, making our mind remembering that Guru is standing there and Guru is feeding Krishna. But Tulsi should be given to that Mahaprasadam. And then Krishna takes, then Srimati Radhika takes, and all other Sakhi takes. In Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayer, we see that Yure Dhanishtanita Jasoda Agya Paiya Dhanishtanita Sri Krishna Prasad Radha Bhunge Haya Prita. You understand this? You sing this song? When we offer Mahaprasadam to Krishna. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsa. In this kirtan, he has told at last that when Krishna took his prasadam, Naivedyam, Yashoda and Rohini giving Krishna, and Radhika preparing and seeing and watching Krishna taking all these things. When it was over, these two servants brought pan and all things for Krishna, and Krishna went for Vishram for a moment. Then Yashoda ordered Dhanishta that Radhika does not take anything if Krishna has not taken anything. And his remaining things, she only takes.
Remnants.
So he orders Dhanishta that take and go to Srimati Radhika, who is waiting there near cooking room with Lalita, Vishakha and all of this. Dhanishta takes the remnants of Krishna and gives it in the hands of Srimati Radhika. Sri Radhika at once gives it in the hands of Lalita, and Lalita distributes. She gives in to Radhika, Vishakha, Manjari and all, and our Gurudev also standing in them. She also gives to our Gurudev also. And then to Gopiswar and all others, and to all Jivas. So in this manner, Mahaprasad we should give Gurudev. Someone directly gives this thing to Gurudev, but Gurudev rejects this. She takes the remains of Krishna. So Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be done aarti of them. And that thing be given to Gurudeva. So we should do archana of Gurudev first, but give prasad to Gurudev, not
giving prasad
is a lot at first. But we should do archana of Gurudev first. So he is telling that his Jadunandan Acharya is his Gurudev in sense, when he was in sense. And he has helped me in various ways. He has given the bees means
seed
to love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. And he has also given water details by his Harikatha. So he is very priya to Yadunandan Acharya. Swayam Atula Kripamritam. Swayam, he has himself. Atul means no comparison. His mercy is so that we cannot comparison. I cannot comparison with anyone. And that mercy, he has always watered me to increase the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mama Kritavan, he has done kripa to me. Mama Kritavan, he has done mercy. Kritavan means mercy. Done mercy. Tamaham to that Jadunandan Acharya, who is Guru, I prapadde. Prapadde means I. Saranagat. I. কত বাজল যদ্যপি আমার গুরু চৈতন্য দাস তথাপি জানি আমি তাহার প্রকাশ যদ্যপি আমার গুরু চৈতন্য দাস আই নো দ্যাট মাই গুরু ইজ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু Yet I know that my Gurudev is manifestance of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sakshat Haritena Samastha Shastra. Ruktastatha Bhavdhata Eva Sadhi. Kintu Prabhuro Yo Priya Eva Tasya Vande Groshi Charanarthi. Ji Goswami has written that Mahadev and Shankar and Guru are abhinna to Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here abhinna means only priyatvena. Understand? That he is very much near and dear to Krishna. And he is unparalleled servant of Krishna and Chaitanya. So abhinna means he is not Vishay Krishna, only Ashray. By love, by serving, he has been told manifestation of Krishna. He also tells that by serving Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can have everything. Why to serve Gurudev? But here he is telling that Gurudev is Kripa of Krishna. Without mercy, we cannot do anything. So Gurudev is mercy of Ghana Ghanattam. Ghana Ghanattam means solid. Solid Kripa. Thick Kripa. Mercy of Krishna. So without Krishna mercy, how he can get Krishna? So he said, sir, certainly our Gurudev. Siksha Guru. Or any person who he encourages, he gives help in preceding Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then fifth. Agarabhagya. This is easier. Alpalpa. Alpalpa means little language.
One flower, two flowers.
Four flowers, I think.
But the subject is so such a thing that it cannot go quickly.
Now you should begin. What is slow?
Fine. Your mum did that if you had news about Mahakrishna.
Jo mang dustar geha nirjala Mahakupad par Klama, sabda sandhayam budhi, prakita sairi kripa bharajuhi, udhityatma, sarojanindi, janana prantam prapadya svayam, sridhamodara svatyakar, amaham chaitanya chandram aham bhaji. In fourth slok, to whom he has done bandana.
Yadunandana
Acharya. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First slok is Sarup Bhav. Siddha Sarup Bhav. And second slok to Guru, Guru Sakhi. And now, second slok, Siddha Sarup.
First slok?
Guru, Sakhi.
First slok was to?
In Sarup. Sarup Siddha. There. Yes. Connection with Srimati Radhika. So, second slok is Aradhya Devi Srimati Radhika. Fourth slok.
Third
slok to Asirvad Sarup. Asirvad Sarup. Fourth slok, out sense has come. But yet it is Siddha Sarup. It is not like ours. It is also a Siddha Sarup. But in senses, as a prakat lila. This is a prakat lila and this is a prakat lila. So, in sense, those who have given this sambandha jnana from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Dev, and here Gauranga Dev is Srimati Radhika. Yet Krishna is the person. But Krishna has been gone tadatma with Radhika. here in Prakat Leela, as a Nar Leela, he has prayed to his Gurudev. And by the grace of Gurudev, he has a sambandha with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the first root cause. So he has prayed Gurudev. And now, in Prakat Leela, he is Swami, he is Aradhya Devi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this slok, he is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? At first, in second slok, he has prayed to her Swaminiji, Srimati Radhika. Here, the same Radhika is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is yet Krishna himself, but he has forgotten that I am Krishna. I am Radhika, he is, and with Radhika he is, has Tadatma Bhav. Tadatma Bhav, you know? Tadatma means like fire in
iron.
Here iron has no idea that I am iron. He knows that I am fire. So here, Krishna is not knowing that I am Krishna. He has only feeling that I am Srimati Radhika. So both second and the fifth slok are as one. There Swaminiji, here is also Swaminiji, but here name is only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Both are the same. Here in Prakat Leela, we see that. His praying, Jo, meaning is there?
Yeah, we have word for word. Who? Every word is given.
Oh, then no need for, no need. Okay. Only explanation.
We have each word.
Yet something. He is telling that not clear there. But I think that
I think it is
in explanation it will be clear.
And if it's not, then we can ask the word.
Here he is telling that. Jo means that person or that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Man, myself. Duspar Griha Nirjal Maha Kupad Apar Klamat. His house was as it, without water, very dangerous coop.
Dry well.
Well.
A dry well.
Dry well. Not only dry well, but so many serpents, bichhu like this, and all other things were there. On that well, upper side, there was two very little trees of peepal, you know,
aswatha.
Two branches were there. On branches, there were some madhumakshi, bee. Madhumakhi, and there was a very great umbrella of bees.
Beehive.
And so much rust was there. And Raghunath Thakur Swami has catch hold of the branches of two branches and was trying to go under that well. But for that, there are so many poisonous snakes and so many this you know, bichu. Okay.
Brisket.
Very dangerous. More than serpent.
Scorpion,
yeah.
Scorpion.
Yeah. Me too.
And so many mosquitoes. Dangerous. Where they are. She saw that two chuha.
Mouth.
Chuha,
mouth.
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 Mouth. Rat.
Rat.
One black and another white were cutting the same branches.